Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I am really excited to talk to you guys about this topic today. It's something that has been on my list of podcast episode topics for a few weeks now. And so I'm really excited to finally be sharing this message with you today. So what I want to talk to you today about is how to unlock your true, unique potential and that magic that is within you, and how this can ultimately help you to achieve your money goals and really just the rest of your goals in general. So I posted this post, it's been a few weeks now, on Instagram of when we took our girls to the Astros game, the baseball game. And so I'm going to read you, quote, what this post says, and I'll link to it in the show notes if you want to check out the pictures, because of course they were adorable, and you know, mom life, got to show off the babies. So this was their first really big experience like this. This was their first, you know, seeing like famous people, and we had watched so many games on TV, and it was kind of just this moment of where Izzy, my middle daughter, my four-year-old, says, are these the real guys from TV? Like, are these the actual real guys? And it was just one of those moments where I just thought, wow, we're really living this moment. We are really here. And I used to dream about days like that. I used to dream about days that we could take them to these unforgettable experiences, or we could take them to a professional game. That is so awesome. And for them to watch people that they have seen on TV and to experience it in person, you know, and that was just something that we had dreamt about for so long. And to kind of have that moment and realize, like, this is our life now. We didn't go into debt to get here. We literally planned it a week or two in advance. We threw it in our budget and cash flowed it and went, and that was that. It, you know, financially, it wasn't really even a big deal. And it was just kind of this moment of like, wow, this is our real life. And just, you know, kind of reflecting on that was this whole post. So I posted, okay, this is what I said. I used to dream about days like today, but now this is our life. One of our biggest goals throughout the past 4 years of this journey has been to be able to give our girls an amazing childhood. Today, we made some beautiful memories. So does money buy happiness? And then I put kind of, you know, the thinking emoji. Does money buy happiness? Does money buy experiences? Yes. Does money buy baseball tickets, t-shirts, because of course everybody had to have new t-shirts, matching hair bows, because hashtag girl mom, and souvenir helmet ice creams. Thank you, Aunt Danny, for telling them that they had to have those, even though they were $7 a piece. Yes, money buys all of those things. Does money make the good things in life even better? Does money make family experiences with the people that you love most even better? Yes. Does cash flowing days like today, instead of putting it all on a credit card, make it feel 1,000% more enjoyable? Yes. So does money buy happiness? That's really the ultimate question, right? Not exactly. This is what I put in the post. Not exactly. But I'll be honest, friends. I've loved my husband with and without debt. I've been a good mother with and without debt. I have been happy with and without debt. It's not happiness we're truly searching for. It's peace of mind. And money does buy peace of mind. I just, you know, that was my reflection on that day. And to be honest, I think it was even kind of a deeper reflection than I really realized in the moment. Money doesn't buy happiness. And I think that has always been up for debate. And that's always kind of been the stigma around like the debt-free community in general and people who are ultra focused on their money goals. It's always kind of been the stigma of like, well, you're so obsessed with your money. You're so obsessed with your money. Money isn't going to buy happiness. Money isn't everything. No, I don't think that money does buy happiness. But I don't honestly think that happiness, quote, happiness is what we are really searching for, right? Because haven't you had happy days with and without debt? Didn't you have happy days in your childhood before you even knew what debt was? Before you even knew what money was? And didn't you have happy days buried in debt? Even in your darkest survival mode times, weren't there happy moments? Yes. Because, I mean, honestly, if you are happily married, if you are happy being a mother, if you are happy in your career, at least the least bit, if you are, you know, if you have hobbies that you enjoy, people that you love spending time with, you have experienced happiness. That is happiness, you guys. But I don't think that happiness is really what we're searching for when we go on this financial journey. I think that what we're really searching for is peace. I think peace is more accurate. I think that we are actually searching for, we're searching for growth. We are searching for really building on our true potential, on unlocking our true selves, unlocking the magic that is within us and building on that. And I really think that this is a personal development journey. This is about so much more than just the money. Is the money there? Yes. Like I said, did the money buy the tickets and the t-shirts? And did it feel amazing to cash flow it? To pay for decent parking? Because come on, you guys. I've went to baseball games and paid for them with credit cards. And I know I can tell you the difference. I can tell you the difference. I can tell you the difference of going to a concert with a basically maxed out credit card in your pocket versus going to a concert knowing that you cash flowed it. I've done both. I've went on vacations in debt and out of debt, and I know the difference. And the difference is that you get to be fully present. You get to be at peace in the moment because you don't have that little voice in the back of your head telling you, you really shouldn't have done this. Right? So I think that when the money is aligned, we are allowed to be even more present in the moment. We are allowed to be at peace with whatever we're experiencing at the moment. And so I think when we start on this journey and we start searching for, quote, happiness, we're searching for the wrong thing. Money isn't going to make you happy. What you're looking for is peace. What you're looking for is worthiness. What you're looking for is self-actualization. And becoming your true self, who you were meant to be, who you were born to be, who you were called to be. That person is in there somewhere. That person is screaming to get out. Your true self, your true, awesome, uniquely created, perfect, special self is in there. She's in there. You just have to peel back the layers to unlock your true magic. the true magic that is within you that no one else can be. You could be on the other side of this podcast right now and be saying the exact same words that I'm saying, and you couldn't say it the way I say it. And I couldn't do what you do the way you do it. I couldn't mother your children, and you couldn't mother my children, because we were called to our own callings, right? Right? We are all unique, and we are all made the way that we were made on purpose. And so I think that when we go on these journeys, what we are really searching for, what we are screaming out for, is for our money to be aligned enough that we can reach our full potential, that we can be who we were called to be. And, you know, this is about so much more than the money. I'm just going to keep saying that over and over again, I guess. But think about it this way. If your heart's desire is to be a stay-at-home parent and you can't afford to be because your family is relying on your income, but you know in your heart that is what you were supposed to be doing right now. That feels so in alignment with your dreams, and you can't afford to do it. Wouldn't money make a difference there? If your true heart's desire is to open a business, turn your hobby into a business, start a side hustle, like whatever it is. If that is your calling, if that's what you're longing to do, but you don't have the money to back it up, you're going to feel unfulfilled. You're going to feel, quote, unhappy, when it's not really unhappiness. It's just the fact that you can't reach that true potential that you were created to reach. You can't live that dream that you were created to live, right? I feel in my deepest heart of hearts that I was meant, at least in this season. Of course, I'm not a future teller, so I don't know what the future will bring. But at least in this season, I know that I was called to do what I'm doing, that I was called to be here with you, sharing this message, taking time away from my family to share my heart with you, and that I was called to homeschool our girls and to be there with them. And there was a point in our lives where I didn't stay home. I took my oldest daughter, June, to work with me while I ran my business for the first 2 years of her life. And I worked 50, 60 hours a week. And, you know, that was our reality for 2 years, the first 2 years of my motherhood. But I knew in my heart that that wasn't fulfilling my calling. So we worked to get our money straight so I could stay home with the girls and I could homeschool them, right? So you guys, I'll say it again, but I really think that a lot of people think that money will make them happy. A lot of people, and we've all heard it, we've all heard the cliche, if I could just win the lottery, right? If money would just fall into my lap, I would be so happy. Because I could have that thing. You guys, that's not always true. What we have to do is we have to do the work inside first. We have to do that foundational work. Because if you build a house on a weak foundation, what will happen? It will crumble. So if you try to build a successful money journey, if you try to reach your financial goals on a weak foundation, also known as a heart that is not in alignment with a spirit that is not feeling fulfilled, eventually it will crumble. And that won't be true happiness because you're not going to be reaching your full potential. You're going to be just putting a Band-Aid on something. You're not going to be doing the inside work that needs to be done. Because true happiness comes from within, right? So we have to do that heart work first. Yes, money can enhance that. Money can allow you to do more of what makes you happy. It can allow you to stay home. It can allow you to open that business. It can allow you to go back to school. It can allow you to have amazing experiences with your family. Send your kids to college. Retire at a decent age. Have a decent night's sleep, for crying out loud, right? Money can do that. But what you have to do is do the heart work first. You have to do that foundational work first. You have to create a strong foundation before you start building this house of dreams on top of a weak foundation, because it's not going to grow, you guys. You're not going to be able to build that house, that metaphorical house of your dreams, if you haven't done the foundational work. So how do you do this, right? You're like, okay, Sammy, I got you. We got it, you know. I got you. So what do I do? So you guys, you have to start peeling back those layers. I can't do that for you. I would love to come hang out with you on your porch and, you know, drink coffee with you and cry with you and, you know, those things that I do with my sister at the end of the day. I would love to do that with you as well. Because who doesn't love a good coffee and crying session? But you guys, you've got to put in the work. You've got to take care of number one. That's you. You've got to build that foundation. So this looks like maybe waking up earlier. Maybe spending more time journaling. Spending more time in prayer. Spending more time in meditation. Spending more time moving your body. Maybe it means spending more time in front of the TV because girlfriend needs a break, right? That's me sometimes. Sometimes for me, my self-care looks like watching reruns of The Office in my most unflattering clothes, just bundled up in my blankets. And sometimes that is what it looks like. You have to do you. Do what feels right. Sometimes that means staying in on the weekends. Sometimes that means curling up with your toddler and taking a nap. Right? Sometimes that means asking yourself, what do I truly want? What do I truly want out of this crazy life? And then letting it grow. And that isn't going to happen overnight. You know, I'm 5 years into this journey and I am by far done. I am still in a constant personal development journey. I am still growing, learning, changing, working on my progress, figuring out who I am some days. But when we take the time to sit down, be still, listen to what you really need. What is that magic that is within you? What is it? How can you help it grow? How can you start to make little by little progress? As Laura Casey says, little by little progress adds up. And this isn't going to happen overnight, because do we really want it to? Do we really want a quick fix? Do we really want one of those like miracle, you know, diet things? No, we want true results, don't we? We want true results. We don't want a quick fix. We want growth. Right? Which means we're going to have to get our hands dirty. We're going to have to break a sweat. We're going to have to cry. We're going to have to maybe lose a little sleep. Maybe get a little extra sleep. Maybe both, depending on what day it is. I go back and forth. Some days I've got to sleep. If my kids are asleep, I'm sleeping. And there's other days where mama's hustling. You've got to do what feels right in the moment and what your heart needs. So, you know, that looks like listening to more podcasts, getting some positivity in your ears, listening to some audiobooks, listening to some music that makes you feel amazing. Maybe that means putting your earbuds in because the kids don't need to hear the words in those songs. Been there. Maybe that means, you know, reading a paper book. Maybe your eyes need to look at something other than social media. Maybe that means, like what I'm doing this year, I'm doing the chronological Bible on the free Holy Bible app. I'll link to that in the show notes, y'all, because it is amazing and it's free. And I'm doing the audio version. And I'll be honest, this is my first time in my ever life to fully read the Bible, listen to, I guess, because I'm doing the audio version, but to fully dig into the entire Bible. And it has been a journey, to say the least. It's awesome. And that's been personal development for me. Maybe that means going outside more. That's been one of my daily goals. I think every month this year has been at least to spend a little bit of time outside. Just connecting. Just soaking it up. Soaking up the heat, the cold, whatever Mother Nature has given you. Maybe that means remembering to kiss your partner. Maybe life is so busy. Maybe you're working opposite shifts. Maybe, you know, one of you is working overtime and the other one of you is holding down the fort at home. And you're so busy that your romantic life is slipping. Maybe that needs to be a daily goal. Maybe a daily goal needs to be, you know, to remember to read your kids a story. Something I've tried to work on more this year, I'll be honest. I'm terrible at bedtime stories. By the end of the day, I'm tired. But when I do it, my soul is so happy. You guys, so the whole point of this is that we all have magic within us. And we all have unique and special gifts and callings and dreams. And money helps us on those journeys. Money enhances our dreams. Money is a tool that we use to reach those goals. And that is something that a lot of people overlook because they get so wrapped up in the numbers and they get so wrapped up in, you know, how much they're saving, how much they're paying off, what percentage is going to what, you know, am I overspending on my groceries? Am I overspending on my house? Which is all things that, you know, you have to look at some point. But you're building a house. That's the building the house part. Have you done the foundational work yet? Because if you haven't, your house will eventually crumble. And if you're like me and you have been guilty of being a yo-yo budgeter, like a yo-yo dieter, except with budgeting, right? Where you get, you know, gung-ho about it and then you fall off. And then you get excited about it again and then you fall off again. If that's been you, the reason why that is happening is because you have not done the foundational work. You have not worked on your heart. You have not focused on why you're doing it in the first place, you have not worked on feeling worthy of actually succeeding at something. You have looked at it like a punishment. You've looked at it as, hurry up and just fix it. I just need a quick fix. I don't have time for all this mushy heart stuff. I just need a quick fix. If you go about it that way, you guys, that's what you're going to get. You're going to just get a quick fix. And you will eventually just fall back off the wagon. But that's not what we're trying to do here, right? That's not what I'm trying to do. And if you're with me here on this mission, in this journey, in this community, and you probably agree, you don't want a quick fix. You want a life change. You get out of life what you put in it. Right? You get out of life what you put in it. Do you want to halfway do this, or do you want to actually do this? Right? I'm going to leave you with that thought. So, I have been thinking about this a lot lately, and this has led me to see that there is a hole in not only just the debt-free community in general, the personal development community in general, but what I offer specifically. And that has led me to wanting to create a new free resource for you guys, which is my new free course called Magic and Money. And basically what we're going to do in this course, this was going to be a 5-day course. But after really, you know, putting some thought into this and really digging through my notes and my aspirations for this course, I realized that this needs to be a 5-week course. This needs to be a 5-week mission. And this is going to be free because I am rooting for you. I am here with my whole heart rooting for you day in and day out. And I don't think that 5 days was enough. So we're going to do 5 weeks. I hope that's okay. I hope that giving you this for free is exciting because I'm excited about it. So I want to invite you on this free 5-week mission to revitalize your money mindset. Because like I said, you know, we've got to build that strong foundation and we have to rekindle your spark for life. We've got to get you excited again. We've got to get you feeling worthy again. There was at some point in your life where you were pumped up about life, right? Before the monotony of survival mode set in, there was a point where you were like pumped up, right? Maybe it's been a while, but it was there. So let's rekindle that spark. Let's focus on why you want to do this in the first place. Let's focus on what it's going to feel like when you finally get there, wherever that there is for you. So what we're going to do in this free course, this is going to be sent to you via email. So I'm going to put the link here in the show notes. So all you have to do is follow that link, enter your first name and your email, and I'm going to get you all fixed up and you will get some emails from me. There will be some short brief text, and then there will be a link for a video. And the video material is going to be the meat of this course. So you're going to want to make sure to watch these videos. I'm going to be talking with you face to face. So you can see my face as opposed to this podcast in these videos. And so it's going to be very much of like we're sitting down one-on-one and, you know, I'm just working with you through these lessons. So these are going to be short, actionable lessons. I have provided a really helpful PDF workbook for you. Just, you know, for my girls that like journaling, like those PDFs, that's me for sure. And, you know, this course is perfect for for you. It's perfect for the woman that is ready to overcome the overwhelm of her relationship with money and to really unlock the true magic within herself. So we are going to start on this mission, and I hope that you will join me, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that it changes your whole entire life because that is my goal. I hope that you love it so much that you share it with your friends, your family, strangers on social media, everyone, because this is groundbreaking and something that isn't really talked about a lot in the personal finance community. And that's why I was so passionate about getting this out to you guys and making it free. So every one of you can do it. There's no excuse why you can't do it. Like I said, the lessons are short, actionable. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to ramble on like I am in this podcast. No. So you guys, I hope that I will see you inside of the free Magic and Money course. I hope that this message has been helpful and encouraging as always. And you guys, I thank you so much for all of your support as this podcast has continued to grow. I see you. I see every single download. I see your shares. I see your ratings, your reviews, and your subscriptions. And they don't go unnoticed. They don't go unappreciated. And I am forever grateful for all of your love and support. And that's it for me this week, you guys. So I will talk to you guys next week. Check out the show notes. Sign up for Magic and Money. All right? And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.